putting a focus on the birth of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And when we reflect on Jesus and the Bible, we turn to, of course, the New Testament to seek him out, especially regarding his birth. Perhaps the most well-known telling of this event comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14, which was recited by Linus in that scene from A Charlie Brown Christmas. Now, they were in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloth lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." However, just focusing on the New Testament in search of Jesus limits our time with him, because Jesus is also found in the Old Testament. Now, you don't have to believe me, because Jesus said it himself, as it was revealed in John chapter 5, verse 46, Jesus speaking, "For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me." There's actually a term that refers to how Jesus is found in the Old Testament before his birth: theophany. So during the show today, as we get ready for Christmas, I'll share with you some of the parts of the Old Testament that foretells the coming of Jesus, our Savior. And let's begin at the beginning of the Bible, book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 15. This is called the first gospel. It's God telling Satan about the coming of Jesus, who will take the devil down. And what's key here is the use of the capitalization of certain letters. The verse reads as follows. This is God speaking, really chastising Satan. "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her," capital S, "seed. He," capital H, "shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his," with a capital H, "heel."